The Common Good Radio Show is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome, everybody, back to another amazing week. I feel the energy. Another amazing week of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your friend, your boy, your neighbor, your father, your pastor, if you're allowed me to be, Pastor John McClain, here with my boy, wearing a beautiful shirt that reads, Kings Lift Up Kings.
Absolutely.
And he's usually the I believe in myself man, and he definitely helped me believe in myself. Andreas Ruiz here to help steer this little boat with me. You ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready, man. The shirt is actually Desiree Cook. IMU 360. That's the nonprofit organization that helps out teens, you know, homeless teens, and great organization, man.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Kings Lifting Up Kings. Absolutely. With her, it's like Queens Lifting Up Queens. I think we're long past due having Desiree Cook on the show and talk about that amazing organization, IMU 360. I know one of the projects they're shooting for is a tiny house village for youth, as well as they do, seems like, some type of kind of like workshops, and they do a pantry for need items. So they do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a cool shirt. Definitely, whoever does their branding, smart people.
Because
that's cleverness. And I'm just excited for the show today, though. I mean, we had a great show last show. It seems like every show we're just having action-packed stuff. But great show last show. But we definitely have another great show today. We have David, and I'll have you say his last name so I don't butcher it.
Irigoyen.
Okay, that... And he's with Natural Healing Care Center. Definitely, this really excited for this knowledgeable guy about the marijuana, cannabis, medical marijuana, whatever you want to call it, industry. And certainly long past due, people kind of just being better informed about this. So I'm excited to get people in the new. And then we have, I think it's safe to say, if not one of our favorite guest on the show, in Dr. J.
Yep.
Dr. J in the house with Tucson International Academy. She's a superintendent there, a former educator with Tucson Unified School District, the author of the book Making College Come True, and the co-host of said radio show that I'm also a host of, called Making College Come True Radio Show.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. It sounds like a mouthful. Yeah. And then and it's just like being here, and you feel it. Like, I'm so rushed today, like almost a tear's coming to my eye, because it's just, I had one of those like aha moments today as I was leaving my thrift store, or our thrift store rather, Veteran Thrift, coming to our radio show. And then I'll leave here, and then I'll go to our tiny house village for homeless veterans. It's just, and just to think 5 years ago, all I had was a backpack full of property.
Yep.
So it's just like, with that in mind, it's like, let me thank God.
Yeah.
And it turns us to our opening prayer, which today is going to be the Lord's Prayer, because God has blessed us so very much. Let's show him that we get it. We get it. And the Lord's Prayer goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Man, I almost want to do like a Pastor John's verse of the week and break this down, because there's just so much good stuff here, but I'm feeling it. But I'm going to give that good Holy Ghost energy to our awesome guest today, and then I'll let you take over this week with the head of Nature Healing Care Center, and we'll find out everything awesome that they do.
Yeah, man. So I'm so grateful to have you here, David, man. Thank you for being here. Super excited, man. We've known each other for some time now. It's been a while, and you know, like,
nice. I love when you do this. Like, and this, and if you have not met Andreas Ruiz in the city of Tucson yet, one, I'm sorry, and two, you'll probably will meet him. But Andreas has just a collection of the most awesome friends in the world. So,
I've been privileged.
So,
man.
David, I am very excited to be your friend, because that's another thing about his friends. Usually they become really good friends of mine. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for this, brother. But I'll get out of your way. Sorry.
Definitely.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Yeah, man. No, but I really love what David is doing, man, with the in the community and, you know, with Healing Center, you know, like the Natural Healing Care Center. And so tell us, David, like, you know, a little bit about, you know, what is the Natural Healing Care Center and what do you do, man?
Yeah. So, first off, man, I think that's super cool what you do with those tiny houses.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I see that going on in LA and a couple other cities too.
That's cool,
and,
man.
You know, it's good to see people having some shelter.
Yeah.
We do holistic wellness, alternative medicine. We focus on a lot of cannabis education, certifications, coaching, dosing, pretty much anything in the industry with cannabis we're familiar with. It all started out because I was on my own healing journey trying to find relief for some very chronic back pain and some bad intestinal issues, ulcers, a lot of different things, a hiatal hernia, and not finding any relief. Then I discovered that through the medical marijuana program in 2010, I met a naturopath and discovered acupuncture and homeopathy and started utilizing that, making some lifestyle changes, ended up getting the most relief I've ever received. And I decided to make it my mission to tell people about this. I had an opportunity to go a different route in the cannabis industry and lean more towards the retail end and sales. But I decided to stick with the wellness. And, you know, it's a little different. We're not the big business like the cannabis industry has. A lot of people misinterpret that. They think that just because we're associated with marijuana that we're like making these big bucks, but it's like, well, no, we're on the lower end of it. We see patients once a year, if that. Now we see them once every 2 years. But you know, we're the most important part though, because we're the introduction to the program. So we have to do a lot of our own outreach and education to get people familiar with the program. Whereas some of the other businesses in the industry do not have to do that. They're already, all we have to do is point them to their direction, you know. I know it's a little harder when you get to branding, but for the most part, going to the dispensaries is not difficult. You know, there's only a handful over here, and we send them to some that we think are the most reputable. But kind of went off a little bit on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a point that I wanted to make earlier, because it was just like, you just say so much. You're just, it's a wealth of knowledge. But to go back to the actual point that I wanted to point out is, like, particularly Andreas, doesn't he sound so much like the issue that Dr. Marshall had with, like, throughout his life, particularly his childhood, he had all these health issues, and like he took all these other things and he was prescribed all these medicines for the pharmaceuticals, and it was just making him more ill. And because of that, he actually became a doctor in pharmacology to kind of figure out how to do things. And he learned, you know, the natural way is the way to do things. And I've actually, you know, I've sat down, I've spoke with him privately. I wish he was here in studio with us, because he would probably cooperate with what, you know, everything that you're saying, that there's other ways to handle things other than pharmaceuticals, which is, you know, we're all taught in some capacity. You know, that's where it ends. And that means we're going to the commercial. So this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy Andreas Ruiz. We got David, you say your last name.
Hidigoyen.
Hidigoyen. Here in the studio with us. We're tearing it up. We'll be right back.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your coach and speaker, Andres, alongside the great Pastor John McClain.
Pop my collar when you're talking that. Okay, I hear you. You're the man too. All right, there we go. We got a whole bunch of men in here doing the thing.
Let's do it, man. And of course, David as well. We have in the studio from Natural Healing Care Center.
Wait, let me try.
Irigoyen. There we go.
You're
getting there.
I don't know. Sorry, man. My tongue just doesn't work a certain way. It's like paralyzed on a certain part. But yeah, man.
But I'm really excited to have you here, man. And thanks again for being here. And I really love what you talked about, how, you know, this Natural Healing Care Center came about like because of an experience you had. Mm-hmm. And you had a mission, which is really awesome, to help other people. And so, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of explained how, you know, you got interested in healing people through holistically and, you know, through cannabis and all this good stuff. So I want to ask you, like, you know, during these times, like, how has COVID impacted Natural Healing Care Center, man?
Yeah, and great, I just want to clarify, I'm not a practitioner, and I don't claim to do any healing. You know, it's all the plants and mm-hmm. the energy and the physicians, you know, mm-hmm. I just see myself as maybe like a vessel to point people in the right direction, or, you know, if any way, a tool that allows people to be here to help. But it's definitely the plants and the energy that is doing all the work. As to answer your question, Andres, COVID, it definitely threw a wrench in the spoke initially, just with the fact that people were so afraid to leave their houses or really carry on with anything initially. We didn't see a big dip early on, but towards the summer, that's when it started to be apparent that we needed to make a couple adjustments. Mm-hmm. And we went to, and that's when the state opened up a little bit more with allowing us to do stuff more virtually. We went and revamped our whole website, naturalhealingcarecenter.com, or you can get there through nhcc.biz. We do things more virtually now, so we have telemedicine. You can fill out all your forms online. We pretty much can do everything online now. Right before I left the office today, we had all of our appointments switched to telemedicine, so mm-hmm. all we do is set up the links and stuff. So mm-hmm. you know, there's been those adjustments. Complying.
Well, thinking of that, how have you adjusted personally to, like, your job being different, like your assignments and all that?
Me personally, I'm cool with change. You know, I come from a mindset sink or swim. So it's like, we got to make adjustments. If you think you're going to go through this world without having something thrown at you to make you change routes, you're going to be very surprised when it happens. So I've already, you know, I'm 38 years old. I already learned that things are going to happen. I just roll with it, do what I can. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I don't force things that stress me out. If I can't, you know, if I'm not seeing any change in outcome, then I think, what do I have to do different? Because if I, you know, I'm doing the same thing over and over with, you know, expecting a different,
it's
you know,
insanity.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us, what are some of the other services that natural healing care center provide?
So we do acupuncture, okay, one of my favorites that we just started doing, and we do it in-house mainly. We'll have it virtual soon, is a guided meditation.
Nice.
And it really helps out. You know, that's a way that allows me to adapt to all this. So it's not just, you know, my mindset. It's also the condition I do with meditation, staying grounded, getting to nature, eating healthy, you know, different things like that. But we do that. We do we had yoga going on. We're not currently offering it, but we will get back to that soon. We have the space for it. We do education, coaching, naturopathic medicine, you know, the things that come to the office.
And then you also get people certified for their card.
Oh, that's the biggest thing. Yeah, we do people medical cannabis
just certifications. Just to make that clear.
Yeah.
Just so people, you know, in case they didn't catch, if you go to naturalhealingcarecenter.com, right, you can, you know, register to get your medical card. This is certainly one of the establishments. And another thing I was thinking, just on my top of my head, I was spitballing, it'd be cool for us to do an event together.
Yeah,
definitely. It seems like it's something we were talking with a group with, I was talking with a group with Pima Community College earlier today. You know, people are starting to do in-person events again, and that's happening. So, you know, in a lot of ways, we can be the trendsetters of how to do those in-person events. And I certainly know in this community, I've been open to the idea of, you know, how do we make that happen? So
I would love
to have that conversation more in the future, you know, put our show and, you know, our stuff behind, our promotion behind what you're doing. And I certainly, you know, I believe in what you're doing 1,000%. And I guess kind of like, in a nutshell, what is the main thing that you want the listening audience to catch about what Natural Healing Care Center does and how they can plug into what you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, cannabis is our identity. This wouldn't be here if it wasn't for cannabis. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Natural Healing Care Center wouldn't be operating. So we are cannabis. That's our identity. You'll see it on our website. I want people to know that we're more than that, though. We do a lot of outreach, the guided meditation. It's more about an holistic approach. That's why we are a holistic wellness center. You know, we try to get involved as much as we can with helping the community with food, clothing, anything we can do to lower prices. I feel like it's super important to not only feed people, but feed them proper nutrition. So even when I see somebody on the streets and, you know, they ask for money or a meal, I don't go and just get them fast food or something. I go and I get them, you know, quality juice and nuts and things that I know that will carry well and sustain them and help, you know, empower their mindset too, because that's what it's all about, is empowerment. That's why we do what we do, because we want people to have the freedom to know how to take their own medication, even how to grow their own medication, their cannabis, how to make their own products at home. We teach infusing. I do an infusion class. I'll show you how to make all your own oils. We make a, we make an in-house topical. We make our own rubs, CBD, and we can teach you how to do cannabis as well. Those help with pain relief, you know, your own dosing. So that's what it's all about. I will want people to know that we're more about outreach and empowerment. That's what it's in our mission statement, too, about education, preventative medicine, outreach. It's all, that's in line with who we are. It's for me, it's teach someone to fish, you know, not give them fish. So it's like, you know, we need people to know that they have the power to do all this. Because people come in wanting us to be the ones to give them a magic pill or something. It's like, well, no, you got to put in the work. You're going to have to go and be disciplined with your diet, with your lifestyle. You know, I want to do a bunch of stuff with my body too and go out and be physical and play all these games. But as you get older, you like got to take it easier. So, you know, that's discipline right there, knowing what your limits are. And I think people, pride and ego get in the way a lot. So we help show them at the office, like, no, leave all that at the door. You know,
and it's naturalhealingcarecenter.com. One last time. And what was the other one you said it was?
NHCC.biz. You know, that's the easy way to get there, but naturalhealingcarecenter.com.
Well,
that's
thank
our
you
OG.
For coming, being in studio with us, brother. Definitely look forward to having you a lot
this
more.
Great,
hopefully,
dude.
He can be our kind of cannabis correspondent, keep us up to date, because yeah. there's so much we didn't even cover. Oh, there's no, so much that we have it. To talk about, but
we didn't even touch it.
Thank you for coming in studio with us, brother. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm still Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz still, and we'll be right back with a lot of more good stuff.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Common Good Radio Show. Yeah, radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. I'm clear on that, absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm here with Kings Lift Up Kings wearing man t-shirt man, Andreas yeah. Ruiz of I Believe in Myself.
Yes.
So if you don't believe in yourself, please call this man. He will certainly help you with that effort.
Yeah.
Definitely help me, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't believe in myself to do a talk radio show.
Hey, well, and, same here, man.
And I do too now. So you really got me believing in myself really good, man. You just actually probably slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get me to believe in myself a little bit less at this point. It'd be great. I'll get more sleep at least.
There, yeah. There you go. Yes.
But we have our favorite guest in the studio,
yep.
man.
Yep.
It's Yay. Game time. Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably why I'm so like joyous today. I don't know if you can see it, Dr. J, but I just feel it today. I was telling the story as at the beginning of our segment. As I was leaving Veteran Thrift, our thrift store,
Woo-hoo.
Coming into our radio shows, two of them, and then I'll leave here and go to our veteran tiny house village to transition veterans into housing. And 5 years ago, I just had a backpack full of property.
That's crazy.
Isn't
that is awesome.
Isn't that God? Isn't that some magical?
God.
Yeah.
That then, is how he
and
rolls.
And that's how I led into the prayer of the day. So yeah.
That's awesome.
You got to give it up to him.
Yes.
You got to give up to him because 100%. He's been giving it to us really good. So
yeah.
He's earned it.
That's right.
So, that being said, one of my mentors at this point, and like one of our favorite guests on the show. Let's go through the resume early. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of our favorite guests here on the Common Good Radio Show, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. You're keeping count on your little piggies over there, right? Okay. Yeah. A former educator with Tucson Unified School District. For those in the back of the crowd that really love our local educators, I'm one of those that's back there rooting with them. The author of the book, Making College Come True. I have read it, so I know how delicious it is. And then also the newest host of one of the newest talk radio shows in the city of Tucson, Making College Come True radio show, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Dr. J in the house. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. You hope you came ready, people.
Yes, yes.
I am ready. I hope they're ready.
Absolutely. Awesome. And I'm guessing you had another busy day to day like usual.
Oh, yeah. The usual. You know what? But I tell you what, I'm encouraged and I'm looking forward to seeing something things that are going to happen, you know, just time. The gift of time is that with the changes that happen, there's always a gift in the middle of it. And I've learned to look for that gift because it's always there.
The pearl in the oyster.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And, you know, while it's very hard and frustrating for the kids with this COVID time and having mixed messages about, you know, do I go to school? Do I not go to school? Is it safe to go out or is it not safe to go out? Mm. You know, they're very affected by that. Mm-hmm. And to see now people trying to come around schools to help alleviate pressures and stresses of kids, it's really encouraging. And, you know, we just keep getting grant monies and things like that where we can do that little extra something. Mm-hmm. And we can... just lift them up and tell the kids, you know, life does this. There are little surprises, but you don't have to be blown up by them. And so we're working on that. That's been the big topic. But the encouragement is how the community and how the government even is issuing grants and things like that to help. And it is really making a difference for us.
For sure. And if I do not say so myself, you're starting to shine on the Making College Come True radio show.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, I love
last
doing
week with Mama and Papa Goose.
Oh, yeah.
And then who else did we have on? With Dr. Tim.
The doctor.
Dr. Tim Marshall. It was just like.
Nice. Yeah, you're Mr. Baserto.
Uh-huh. You've just been shining lately. Yeah. It was exciting to watch. I mean, I feel bad for you. You're missing it, buddy. Because, like, I wish you could hear as many times during the show where I'm talking about, like, I'm jealous for us, like those people at home, they don't get to be in studio and share this energy. And like for once, seeing Mama and Papa Goose, and it was just like, it was amazing. Like I was talking a lot with my friends about you can learn a lot from Mama and Papa Goose just on presentation.
Oh yeah,
because Mama Goose, she ain't playing.
Nope.
She is not playing.
The total package right here. She don't mess around.
This is a strong woman who, with a graduate of an HBCU, eventually got herself a PhD, changed her name legally to take on
she's not playing
her brand.
That's right.
And if you saw her attire, you would see from her pinky toe up to the feather that perfectly wafts over the top of her hat, she thought about it.
Yes.
And that level of concern and care for something, it's amazing.
It's unheard of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have great plans. They want to create kingdoms for children. You know, there's Disneyland and Disney World, but this is like Castle Land, and it's all about literacy and about adventure and about being the best you can be, and it gets more values-based, and the beautiful castles they're going to create all over the world. They have a very big plan, and I have no doubt it's going to get implemented.
We didn't catch any of that good stuff either. We'll definitely have them back more.
Definitely.
And I don't know where they live at, but I would love for you to take me there.
I live in beautiful Houston, Texas.
Okay, well, not right now. We could go help them if they need, but in the future, it would be nice. Maybe fall.
Yes, fall is a nice time.
It would be nice to visit them at the fall
when
sometime.
The humidity has fallen.
Yes, absolutely. Right before the cold hits and right after the heat drop.
That's right.
That's the perfect spot. Otherwise, I usually stay here. Like the only place that usually can talk me away from here at this point is Honolulu.
That was kind of an adventure. That's pretty exciting. Yeah. You got to go again and again.
Even if they try to quarantine me again, I will do it again. Absolutely. So, I think we just ate up all our time with just yummy goodness.
The usual.
Yeah, which is great. I wanted to make sure we covered Making College Come True radio show because there's so much awesome stuff that's coming out of there.
We got Coach Rubio coming on March 4th, I believe.
Yeah.
Coach Rubio is the U of A girls basketball head coach.
Girls volleyball.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say basketball? I meant volleyball.
Nice.
And he has done volleyball seminars for schools, and he's just one of those people in the community who is totally more about life and helping others than just only his girls. Mm-hmm. And he has his girls doing all kinds of outreaches.
Wow. Yeah,
and those girls start at 6 in the morning. They don't get home till 7
at night.
I can't
wait to pump that out there. Man, I can't wait to pump out that he's going to be on. And it'd be cool if we could work out like a once a month visit from him so that way he can kind of keep us updated on what's going on in their program or even what's going on in the school.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Close connections.
I don't know. You know me. I'm always just spinning and spinning and spinning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show as always.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by P.J. McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, good old Veteran Rescue Mission. And I am Pastor John McClain. My little brainchild came up with that with God's heavy inspiration. He said, here's a heavy load of suffering for you. Now, if you don't want to have to deal with that anymore, do something great so not only you but nobody else will have to deal with it. So Veteran Rescue Mission is what came of that. And then I'm here with a man who created something that I want to think inspired by God. God spoke through the children with this man when he said, Mr. Andres, Senor Andres. and Andres was like, okay, here's something you can say. Say, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. You know, I don't, what does this mean? And he told him what it meant in Spanish. And with that, he was not only teaching, you know, young migrant children to believe in themselves, but he's teaching me, he's teaching Dr. J, he's teaching all kind of people to believe himself with the I Believe
that's
in Myself coaching. That's Andreas Ruiz we're talking about, people.
That's
thank
right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, both of you. I'm really grateful for both of you, honestly. Like, you know, it's people like yourselves that inspire me to just keep being a better man.
Yeah. Well, you're a smart guy. I think you're smarter than you give yourself credit for, because you're the one who decided to hang out with us, homie. Definitely Dr. J will attest, there's probably been so many times in your life where you're the only one at the party.
Yep.
And
how did you know?
Yeah, yet the party had to go on.
You know, and I was okay with that.
Yeah. And, but then due to the fact that you're the only one at the party a few times, eventually everybody started showing up and you got overwhelmed by how many people came to the party.
That's right.
And you were the only one to reflect back on. You were the only one at one time that was at that party. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
you decided to come to our parties, homie.
Yes. And, I guess I did.
That's how you became part of the team. You made it so we weren't one of the only ones at the party anymore.
And when you say that, I tell my clients, I tell them, you know what? People are waiting for you. It's just that if you never go out there, they'll never find you. And so I had to put myself out there, and through Toastmasters, that's how I met Jennifer. I still remember your billboard speech. That was like four years ago. My God, I still remember her. I was like, wow, this woman has something special. So when I saw that, I talked to her and I went up to her and I said, wow, that was amazing.
We need to do more speak public events, Dr. J.
Oh, can't wait.
Well, we're having March 18th, we're having the showing for Here Comes That Dreamer.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's have you speak. Let's have you talk about a particular topic.
Oh, you name the topic and I think it will not be a problem.
I think so. We'll plug it in because I know PJ's pulled three different artists that are going to perform before the showing, just like we did last time.
Nice.
Let's have you, let's have you MC the event.
Oh,
what do you think about them apples?
Well,
and then
of course.
Have you do you.
There you go.
maybe a, a, a speech, you know, maybe kind of like partitioned speeches in between the different artists and kind of like lead me on.
Whatever you want for that. That would be wonderful.
It's just
that'd
coming to awesome. He's thinking me right here, God. I'm trying to do a radio show, God, if you don't mind.
We got downloads happening here.
Oh, ask her a question so I can take some pictures and take a second. Please, Andreas.
No,
thank
absolutely.
You.
No, so Dr. J, like really, thank you for being here as usual. I love the energy that we bring to the studio every time you're here. And, you know, just getting to what you're the expert at doing is like, you know, what is like the first piece of advice you would give to any individual like interested in going to college?
Well, first of all, I would say, what led you to this interest? How did you get excited about college? And then just see what they say. And if they say, well, my cousin's brother's uncle went and he said that I was kind of smart, so I thought, well, smart people go to college, so I will see about that. And then we say, well, that's great. And what would it mean to you to be smart? And you just start a series of questions helping find out where they're at. And then once you hear where they're at, you help, you try to drill down to why. What is the purpose that they are trying to fulfill in this life? Like, I do believe everyone has more than one purpose probably, but usually it's one main purpose and then some other purposes follow. Yeah. And so what is that purpose?
I like to say what they're genius at. That's how I articulate it. Yeah, so I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And it does show up, but sometimes it takes a little uncovering. You know, like, you feel like a little archaeologist, you know, kind of moving the sand and seeing what's really
and
under there.
And everybody has that one thing.
Yeah.
That one thing that they're genius at. And it's like, the sad thing is most people in their life, either, I guess, like you're saying, they don't look for it or they don't find it.
Yeah, they think that if it doesn't just like come in front of their face and say, hey, I'm your purpose, you know, that they don't have one. Mm-hmm. And the thing is you it does help if you have a mentor, and it does help if you have adults and people who are older than you and have different experiences than you to kind of bounce these ideas off of. And that's why I like having a coach. You know, Andres's coaching is invaluable. There, you couldn't pay him what he's worth. It's worth that much. And for him to help, you know, dissect.
Listen
and
to that, Andreas.
Get to
did
it.
Did you hear what she said, Andreas?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, true. I've seen him do it.
Because radio listeners out there just know everybody sitting here at the table, we all deal with imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
We all ask ourselves, am I worth that? Is that, should I be doing this? All that. So Andreas, listen to what Dr. J is saying now.
Bro, absolutely.
You could not
doubt
charge enough. You could not feel like you're worth enough. You're worth way more than you could possibly think that you're worth, brother.
That's right.
Thanks, man.
So sorry to interrupt you, Dr.
Though.
J.
That,
I wanted to give Andreas his due.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, because it is true. I mean, again, you know, I have the schools. He comes and he helps teachers. He helps parents. He helps students. I mean, it doesn't even matter the age. He's just like ageless, able to bring like something to the table with them that helps them. Oh. The light bulb goes on. That little, you know, brushing away of the dirt, and it gets them to where they're going. And you know, it does take a lot of that for finding your purpose in life. And then, you know, one of the best things that I learned through coaching too, with Tony Robbins, was asking 7 questions. So you say, "Oh, so you're interested in college? What caught your interest?" And they say, "Oh, well, I was interested because someone said I was smart." And why do you think that person thought you were smart? "Well, I did win the spelling bee, and I do score high on tests." "Great. And why do you think you score high on tests, and how did you win that spelling bee?" "Well, you know, for me, it's just, you know, I just need to apply myself and put some focus." And how did you know where to get that focus and energy from? You know, it's just like, you go, that's only 4 questions, and you're really learning a lot about the person. Go 3 more questions, and you've got 7. And once you get to 7, you can get to the bottom of any argument. You can get to the bottom of any decision. You can get to the bottom of any values call you have to make in your life.
Yeah.
Like, should I go to Las Vegas or should I not? You know, should I buy a new house or should I not? You know, those questions, you just dig down just a little, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. So when people are interested in college, I love finding out the why, because the why is what will help them actually finish it. You know, the what, oh, what is college? Oh, it's a way for me to make more money. I'm going to college. But you got to have a deeper why than money. Money alone usually isn't going to do it, unless it's a substantial amount. So it's like one of those things. So, I mean, being interested in college is really an important first step, and it starts the inquiry process. So what would it take for me to go to college? I mean, how could I, you know, what would I want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people are misinformed. They think that college is like an extension of high school, more classes. Oh, you take math again? What for? You take English again? What for? You take this again? You take this again? All they're doing is grooming you the first 2 years for the higher level applications. Because in the junior and senior year of college, you take that basic stuff and you apply it to a professional genre where everybody's pretty with it, so you better write in a way that they can quickly get to the point. They won't have patience reading poorly written stuff. So you have to get good at writing. You have to be well-spoken. You have to have some knowledge of things like philosophy and things that maybe you really had no obvious interest in, but you had to take the class. But when you took the class, it changed your life. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff college does for you. Also, having a lab partner who's from Saudi Arabia and you're a female, there's a new one. And then he needed a ride, but he was afraid to get in my car because at the time they did not allow women in Saudi Arabia to drive cars.
Wow.
Because they were inept.
So and what then, happened?
He got in the car because he didn't want to walk.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. The classic is, okay, so he's new, too. He's only been here 2 months. So I have him as my lab partner. And he's in my car, kind of feeling uncomfortable because I'm a woman. It was just a short drive. And in fact, one of my girlfriends was in the back, but we let him have the front seat.
To him, it was like he did the ultimate sit, I bet. Huh? He felt like he got away with something. Tapping his fingers together like a sinister bad guy in a
cartoon. Until an American came across the street. And you know how colleges are. And you know how if you're on a college street, those college kids will walk like slow as they can and stuff. And I, you know, I'm a college driver. I was a college driver at the time. So I was kind of like, come on, and pushing them a little. And of course, the Saudi Arabian guy's going, oh my God, what is she doing? And they turn to us and they flip us off. And it was a female that did it.
That's wild.
And I looked at him and I go, well, welcome to America. We laughed so hard, we cried.
That's cool.
So where do you get that kind of experience, right?
And just as you're saying it, I bet that dude was super smart. So having him as your lab partner, I bet that was very helpful.
It's a piece of cake. I didn't have to do nothing.
I had this.
But as college students, we do our work, okay?
I'll share this one experience. We got about a minute before we go out of here. When I took a logics class, it was a really hard class. And I thought I was going to fail. I was certain. Just because, like, doing algebra with words, like, who does that? I don't know. But so I created a study group, and I ended up getting an A in that class. So, yeah, and then I made some really good friends. I still talk to some of those people. Chris Christensen, what's up, brother? So this is the Common Good Radio Show. Thank you, Dr. J, once again for being here.
It's always
here.
Fun, honestly.
We're going
to
turn the dial. I'm guessing we'll probably talk Andreas into jumping in with a segment with us for a little bit. Give a little love to I Believe in Myself. And we'll be making a little magic with the Making College Come True Radio Show right after this one. So thank you guys all for listening. Thank you all for watching on Facebook and so on. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescution. I'm Pastor John McClain with Andreas Ruiz. We had Dr. J. She's a bomb.
According to a report from the Veterans Administration in 2015, over 22 veterans commit suicide every day. And with the impact of COVID-19, many suspect that number has risen. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to do your part to support a local veteran organization that is working through shelter services, benefit navigation, and housing placement to help veteran and veteran suicide today. This message made possible by Dispo Packaging.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gap.org.
men.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.